Remain standing. God's word is Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. First part of that verse 9. This is the reading of God's word. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing of your word. Oh Father, how we need your word. Feed us with heavenly manna that we may live a healthy spiritual life. A life that clearly witnesses Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished for his people. Oh Father, let us be more and more like Jesus Christ. As we hear your word, let our faith grow. As we hear your word, let us be sanctified more and more. Oh Father, we pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory, even at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, a prayer that Jesus is teaching his people, begins with these words: Our Father who is in heaven. We are to begin our prayers to God this way. And because we are to pray this way, begin our prayer this way, even before we say anything to God in our prayers, we are indeed astonished with his blessings upon us. We call our God our Father. As we begin our prayers with these words, we realize how much blessings of God we already received and possessed. Even from these words, we start to see just what kind of salvation we have received from God. What kind of heavenly blessings we have received from God. What is our relationship with God as a result of his salvation? He is our Father, and we are his sons. You and I were dead in our trespasses and sins. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3b says, we were by nature children of wrath. But God, being rich in his mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, he made us his sons, now and forever. And this is our eternal reality of heaven, that our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. God is our Father, and we are his sons. As we begin our prayer with our Father who is in heaven, we realize what has happened to us, what kind of salvation has come upon us, and we are astonished and we are lost for words. As we pray, we meet our God, who is our Father. Let us look at a couple passages. Romans chapter 8. Verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, These are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. One more passage, Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. If a son, then an heir through God. As we pray, we come to our Father. He welcomes us as His own sons. And last time we looked at this Lord's Prayer, we have looked at how, as God commands us to pray, He is inviting us to participate in the fellowship and the communication among the Trinity. We saw how even before the foundation of universe, there was a fellowship and communication among the Trinity. And as God commands us to pray, then He is commanding us to participate in that fellowship. And here we do participate in the sonship of true Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are the adopted sons of God in the true Son, Jesus Christ. As we pray and call our God, our Father, we are participating in the fellowship between the Father and the Son that began even before the foundation of universe. Well, we shouldn't say began, because there was no beginning for that fellowship, because it was forever. But understand that there was only one Father and there was only one Son. And it's not like that relationship had anything lacking. Father and the Son, they were not, you know, too lonely because there were only two. But amazing grace is that now He calls all of us to participate in that relationship between the Father and the Son. That you are sons of God. Jesus Christ, He is our elder brother. In John chapter 20, verse 17b, Jesus says, "Go to my brethren." He's talking about His disciples. "Go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." So we begin our prayers with these words, "Our Father who is in heaven." Thus, only the true sons of God is able to pray to God, to their Father. It is communicating with our Father. It is fellowshipping with our Father who is in heaven. Only the true sons of God who truly believe that God is their Father is able to pray. Here, I want you to notice something. Jesus is not teaching that our Father, our God, is like our earthly Father. He is not giving, analogy. So we understand that we have our earthly fathers. So Jesus is teaching us what? That God is like the fathers you had. That is not what he's saying. What Jesus is teaching is that God is our Father. Does the earthly fathers, they represent God, the Father, to their earthly sons? It's not the other way around. See, earthly fathers, our task is to represent the Heavenly Father to our sons and our daughters. And today, earthly fathers are not doing their tasks. So this phrase, God is our Father, actually gives a bad impression to some people because they had really bad earthly fathers. So if God is like my father, I don't want God. This is how pathetic the situation has become. As fathers, we need to really examine ourselves to see if we're truly representing this Heavenly Father to our sons and daughters. But here, Jesus Christ is teaching that no matter what kind of earthly fathers you have, good or bad, don't forget that you have your true Father who is in heaven. He is your Father forever. And we start with this phrase, our Father. Notice that Jesus doesn't say, my Father, but he says, our Father. Throughout the Lord's Prayer, we see this. Our Father, give us, forgive us as we forgive, and so on and on. And brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that our religion, Christianity, is not an individualistic religion. We are saved to be His sons together. It's not just you and your God. That is not our religion. The Lord's Prayer can be prayed only by the people who believe that God is our Father. If your understanding of your religion is just God, my Father, and that's it, then this Lord's Prayer is not for you. You cannot pray this because you can't say our Father. The Lord's Prayer can be prayed only by the people who believe that we who are in Christ are now brothers and sisters who have one Father. We are God's one family. We are one heavenly family. As we call God our Father, we must pray in terms of all those who are included in the word our. Because you cannot start prayer by saying, Heavenly our Heavenly Father, and everything else that you say is about you. Then you should never even start it out by saying our Father. You should just say my Father, and you just list all your whatever that concerns you. But once we start our prayer with Father, our Father who is in heaven, then you must always have that realization that this prayer has to be in terms of everyone who is included in that word, our. Jesus gave us this prayer so that we could pray together. It's our Father. We are to pray with one heart, with all those who are included in the word our. Thus we must pray according to God's will. How can we pray with one heart? All of us are included in that word our. And how can we pray with one heart? Well, we must pray according to God's will. If everybody starts praying according to their own will, it's just not going to happen. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. We must pray for the things that are worthy of God's name. We must pray for the things that even our Lord Jesus would say amen to. Brothers and sisters, please understand this word, our. Even as we worship together right now, remember we are meeting our God together. It's not just you and your God meeting. We're meeting God together as brothers and sisters. And we are living this Christian life together as one body of Christ. Our Father who is in heaven. Now this word heaven, even in his teaching on prayer, heaven is emphasized. Jesus could have said, our Father who is everywhere. He could have told us to pray like that. But he said, our Father who is in heaven. As we pray, we are meeting our Father. But brothers and sisters, where are we meeting Him? We're meeting Him in heaven. As we pray, we must realize that we are praying to our Father, our Heavenly Father. He is not our earthly Father. He is our Almighty, all-knowing Father who is in heaven. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 22 through 26 says, it is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have been sown, scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them, and they wither. And the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I will be his equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their hosts by number. He calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing. We must pray with thanksgiving and a sense of awe. He is our Father, but he is also our Father who is in heaven. And even as you begin your prayer with these words, as you realize that our God is our Father, you could be assured that he loves you. He loves us with the same love that he has for his true Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' prayer to his Father, we hear, "So that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me. And so that the love with which you love me may be in them." So Jesus says that the love that the Father has for him, the same love he has for you. And through what Jesus Christ has done, we are able to come to our Father with boldness. Because of what Jesus has accomplished for us, that we don't have to fear as we come to our Father. Let us go to Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And verse 25, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. We have confidence as we come to our Father because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Our Father who is in heaven is no longer the judge who will judge us to hell, but he is our Father. And yes, our Father, he will discipline us, but disciplining us is completely different from judging or condemning us. Oh yes, we will go through hardship. Yes, we will be disciplined through church. But that's from loving Father. He disciplined us because he loved us. That is different from condemnation. That is different from judgment. Hebrews chapter 12, Verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children, not sons. Our Father who is in heaven, yes, he is our Father, does, as you pray, your attitude is that you will obey. He is our Father, and we must obey our Father. And this heavenly relationship that we have with God, the Father and Son relationship, how was it accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ? Our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross received in our places all the eternal judgment of hell that we deserve. On the cross he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And if you read the New Testament, whenever our Lord Jesus addressed his Father, he always calls him Father. Always. But on that cross, just one time, he says, my God, instead of my Father. Because the Father is forsaking the Son. The Father is forsaking the Son. That is the only place that Jesus would address the Father as my God instead of my Father. Because he bore our sins, and being forsaken from the Father, he was not able to call him Father. So that you and I can be God's sons forever. So that you and I can call our God Father forever and ever. Every time we pray, let us enjoy our heavenly reality. Every time we pray, let us realize that God is our Father and we are His sons. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Yes, our Father cares for us. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in Jesus Christ you have adopted us as your sons. That God is our Father now and forever. Oh Father, even before we say anything, even before we request anything, even as we utter these words, we already know how much we are blessed. We already know how everything has been accomplished for us. We thank you, God. We thank you that you are our Father and you receive us as your sons that we are your sons now and forever. We thank you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.